Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol writes a blog on Hunt County history and Northeast Texas history, and you wrote one recently called What Ifs and the Truth. And one of my favorite movies is The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance with Jimmy Stewart and John Wayne. In fact, I think that may be the first movie I ever saw in a movie theater.
Really?
When I was about, I don't want to say how old I was, but very young. But the great line at the end of that is, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. And
is a bane for historians.
A lot of that in history, we think we know the facts, but maybe we don't know the facts.
Well, I had someone tell me one time, we don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
Well, that's...
And at that point, I went, bing, yeah. I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
Ah, right, right.
That's because historians, trained historians, degreed historians, really want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, now we have lots of sources through the internet, because we're looking at old newspapers and old records and everything. Mm-hmm. But
you wrote recently about one of the stories about Hunt County is that the first district court hearing in Hunt County sometime in the mid-1800s.
1846.
Okay, 1846 was held under a tree.
Actually, there were three trees because people couldn't agree where that tree was, and there was no tree.
So this is wrong three different ways.
Yes. Yeah. Judge Bowman, who was the district judge here in late 1890s, I think, he was a good judge, but he was a better historian. And he rode the circuit, and he loved to go out to these different courts in the different counties and talk to these old-timers. And he has a rare collection of materials over here at the G Library in the archives.
Hmm.
Well, he wrote about the trees, and everybody, a certain group of people, most of whom are dead now, said, oh, we've got to put in about the court under the tree. Judge Bowman says that they couldn't have done that, that you had to have a courthouse. You had to have someplace to put your documents.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't just sit out under a tree.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. She wrote a blog piece recently called The What Ifs, or What Ifs and the Truth, about the fact that what we think is historically true sometimes is not actually true. So history is not as cut and dried as we imagine it to be. Can you think of any other local
instances? Oh, lots of them.
Well, give us one.
The county had to find a location. They had two locations. They could vote on which ones, but they both had to be donations. So they got together. There was a story that they got together and the boat was tied.
And this was determining the location of the county seat.
Right.
Which turns out to be
where Greenville is now.
Uh-huh, right.
And that's called the Blackland site. The other one was down the road a piece, down towards L3. And it was on a different type of soil.
Called Center Point.
Center Point, yes. And so here they are trying to decide, and none of the men will give it up. So they decide to come back later. And the story goes that when they came back, it had rained real hard, and one of the men tried to cross this stream and his horse wouldn't cross. And so he had to turn around and go home. That would be a wonderful story, except the same story is told down in Kaufman County, over in McKinney, in Collin County, up in Bonham. They all use the same story.
Wow.
So is it true?
Yeah. Beth?
I'm not going to make a guess.
But it was decided, we think, by one vote.
It was decided by one vote.
Which is why it mattered whether this man was able to cross the river.
Actually, the location is on Blackland, and Colonel James Borland was a big planter, And planters at that time owned plantations, mm-hmm. owned lots of slaves, and they had a lot of influence. Mm-hmm. And that's how he influenced enough men to, at least one.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there is a Borland Street in North Greenville.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you one that I'm familiar with because it's something I worked on years ago, and you helped me with this, and that was I did a scholarly article about the Greenville Majors baseball team, and I had always heard and always been told, I've seen it printed, that the Majors set a Class C attendance record in 1946, and that turned out not to be true. So when you look into it, that has been published in books and so on, and they came close, and they did phenomenally well, but it was not quite a record. So.
Right, and so you have, as a historian, I have to be extremely diligent.
Mm-hmm. Scrupulous.
Yes. That, and if I find more than one citation to that, and they don't agree, then it goes out the window.
Mm-hmm. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Carol Taylor, Chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.